And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
First Lady Melania Trump is recovering after a kidney procedure yesterday. The White House is calling it a benign kidney condition and says there were no complications from an embolization procedure. The First Lady will likely remain at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center through the end of the week. Royals ended up losing 2-1 to the Rays at Kauffman last night. Same teams tonight at the K. Soon, might be able to bet on that team. Sports betting, now a state's issue after the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a federal ban on the practice. New Jersey had challenged the ban, claiming it was unfair that gambling on sports has been allowed in Nevada and just a few other states. Many states could begin to legalize betting on college and professional sports following the ruling.
Oh, look out, everybody. Look out. There's going to be bets on this show as well.
We immediately, when we saw this yesterday, started taking bets on who was going to be the first to lose the most money. We were betting the betting.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
American Airlines passengers soon won't be able to board flights with their support goats. American Airlines has unveiled some adjustments to their support animal policies. Goats are out, as well as support hedgehogs, insects, sugar gliders. Anybody? Sugar glider. Anybody know what that is, Joey?
What is that?
It sounds like an amazing cereal.
Can you? I know what a sugar glider is. Snakes and other animals as well. Support animals have to be trained to behave properly in public and be under control at all times. The new policy goes into effect July 1st. American Airlines saw a 40% jump in service or support animals from 2016 to 2017. Yeah, if I get on a plane and somebody has a support snake, I'm not on the plane.
Oh, no, please. Yeah. No. Now, a sugar glider looks like a cute little, like a squirrel or something. It's just a cute little tiny thing.
That's what
kind
people...
Kind of a cross between a hamster and, I don't know, a guinea pig.
I agree. It looks like something Disney designed.
It kind of does, right? Right out of Pixar.
Sounds much easier than a support goat to handle on a plane.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's Jen's impossible question on the show.
If you get the right answer, you get Bare Naked Ladies Better Than Ezra tickets. The question, a new survey found that 1 in 4 American workers admitted this happens at least once a month at their job. What's happening at work?
All right, let's check in with Ashley in Overland Park. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you think's happening at work?
I'm just going to totally make a random guess and say someone gets in an argument.
Oh, the old fight at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right answer, but now I'm intrigued at where you work.
I mean, I don't see that a lot. I don't know. I just have no idea.
It happens here a decent amount, I would say. A fair amount.
Oh, sure.
Not between us, not on this show, but, through the hallways, you see a fight here and there.
Right, right.
Not it, though.
It'd be a crossword. Thank you, Ashley. 816-576-7102 if you want to get in on this.
1 in 4 American workers admitted this happens at least once a month at their job. What is it?
And you say I'm above average at this?
Yes. Me, not so much.
WTD, people. What would Truda do? There you go. I guess think of me and figure it out.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
KC1021, Tuesday morning, Jen's impossible question.
A lot of people are texting with guests. If you do want to win Bare Naked Ladies tickets, you have to call with the right answer to win. A new survey found that 1 in 4 American workers admitted this happens at least once a month at their job. What is it?
Okay, back to the phones we go. 816-576-7102. Melissa's in KC. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
What are we doing at work?
I don't have to work until tonight, so.
Yeah? What do you think is happening once a month at work?
I think people are getting fired.
Oh, nope, not getting fired.
Picking somebody off every month.
Nope.
Okay, Kansas City. Here's Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, good morning. What about an affair?
Oh, the old office affair.
Wait, I am not above average at that, okay?
No. That's right. I did say...
I mean, not that I know from experience, but I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh, it happens. It definitely happens. But that's not the right answer here.
All right, thank you.
All right, you bet.
1 in 4. I did say that Brian was above average at what this is. And to my knowledge, he's not had an affair at this office. But you are currently with a woman you met at work.
That's true. Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite an affair, though.
No.
North KC, here's Robert. What's up, Robert?
Hey, good morning.
What do you think?
My answer is take a nap.
not take a nap, although it's a good guess. Solid with Brian as the clue.
Yeah, probably the most popular on the text line as well right now.
It is not
taking a nap.
Not the old nap.
Kansas City, here's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Once a month, what are people doing at work?
Getting fired.
Not getting fired.
Mm. No, hired.
Oh, well, no. Hired. Not hired nor fired. Neither one.
Not hired? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Not above average in that either.
Nope. One in four American workers admitted this happens at least once a month.
Okay. 816-576-7102. Take a couple more here before we have to break. The text line, by the way, is, have we gotten the right answer on the text line yet?
No. Somebody did guess nap, and they also guessed drop something on their shirt, which is really funny, but not the right answer.
In the next, here's Tiffany. What's up, Tiffany?
Hi.
Hi there.
What do you think?
My guess is take a number two.
The whole long bathroom break. No, that's
okay.
Not it.
Casey, here's Don. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
What do you think we're doing at work?
Spilling something on yourself.
It's not the spill.
Oh, man, no.
Not the drop.
No, it is not.
All right, thank you.
Yep, thank you, buddy.
When this happens to Brian, he blames it on his phone.
Okay, all right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's impossible question for Bare Naked Ladies Better Than Ezra tickets. That show at Starlight June 2nd. Question is, a new survey found that one in four American workers admitted this happens at least once a month at their job. What are we talking about?
All right, back to the phones we go. 816-576-7102. In Lawrence, it is Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Not much.
Okay, what's happening at work?
I'm getting ready to actually get off work.
All right. But what do you think one in four American workers admitted to?
Having their lunch stolen.
Oh, I hate that. No, that's not it.
Yep.
But okay.
You and I both on special diets right now.
Right.
If someone touches my food, no. No. Do not. Do not remove a lunch. Don't take
I don't think they'd want it, honestly. No. I mean, from what you just put into your tongue, I'm not exactly like hurting for
nobody's
that.
Stealing my supplements, but my kid tried
to
grab.
If you want this shake, you can have it.
No. My kid tried to grab one of my blackberries, and I'm like, no! I get a half a cup of blackberries a day. Do not take the one I get. That's all I get.
Those are big. Casey, here's Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What are we doing at work, though?
Paying your bills.
Not paying the bills. That's not it.
Okay. In Leavenworth, here's Teal. Good morning, Teal.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. It's a great name, by the way. I like that.
Well, thank you.
What is happening at work?
Well, about once a month, maybe a party celebration.
Oh, sure. A little birthday cake for somebody, going away party. Not the right answer, but a great guess.
Oh,
thank you. Crystal, here's Crystal. What do you think, Crystal?
Showing up late.
Showing up late. Mm. That is what's happening at least once a month. Brian?
Is it?
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
You're going to go see Bare Naked Ladies, Better Than Ezra, KT Tunstall. That show happening at Starlight June 2nd. You'll be there.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, above average. You're right.
I'm just saying there are times that your phone gets snoozed multiple times.
It happened over the weekend. I had to be up. I went to bed at midnight. I had a gig Friday night. I had a gig Saturday morning. I wanted to wake up at 5:30. I woke up at 6:45. And luckily, I wasn't late. But I didn't have as much time as I wanted to.
Yep, so a little less prep.
It happens.
Apparently, to one in four Americans at least once a month.
All the time, right?
Finally got Jen's impossible question. More of those Bare Naked Lady tickets every morning this week at 6:20.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is 81. Baseball Hall of Famer George Brett turns 65. And from The Sopranos, actress Jamie Lynn Sigler is 37.
That's my girl right there.
Thor gonna swing the green flag to start this year's Indianapolis 500. Race managers yesterday announced that actor Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor in the Marvel movies, will have the honors of opening that race. Margot Kidder, who found fame as Lois Lane in the 1978 film Superman, died Sunday at her home in Montana. She was 69 years old. According to her manager, the actress died peacefully in her sleep. Kidder starred opposite Christopher Reeve's Clark Kent and his alter ego Superman in the original film, as well as the three sequels.
You know, there must be a lot of questions about me that people in the world would like to know the answers.
Of course, yes. How old are you?
Over 21.
And how big are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
About 6'4".
I assume then that the rest of your bodily functions are normal?
Kidder also starred in Sisters, Amityville Horror, and Black Christmas.
All of those Superman films, they just showed them on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, really?
A few weekends ago. I just sat and watched. There was the great Richard Pryor one. Gene Hackman is Lex Luthor.
What a great marathon. I got to go back and watch all those.
It was fantastic. I loved those. As a kid, those were my favorite movies.
Def Leppard is hoping fans will want to pour more than sugar after the release of a special brew of beer. The band has partnered with a Seattle-based brewery to produce a beer that they're calling Def Leppard Pale, set to make its debut on May 23rd. That beer is going to be available for purchase at most stops on the band's upcoming summer tour with Journey, which comes here to Sprint Center July 25th. And Howie Mandel says he does not remember Meghan Markle on the first two seasons of Deal or No Deal. Markle got her Hollywood start as a case holder on that game show, but is now known for her pending nuptials with Prince Harry. Howie Mandel says he's seen pictures of Markle, but doesn't remember her from the show.
It is kind of crazy, but I find that you work with me, the sky's the limit.
Are you taking credit for this?
I think that's what I was saying.
Yeah,
I think she's a duchess because of me. Because okay. I'm a happily married, taken man. Mm-hmm. So if you can't have Howie, what's the next best thing? Harry.
The royal wedding, of course, happening this Saturday.
Poor Meghan Markle. She's full like her dad is posing pictures, and she's full of nutcases in her life.
Her dad not coming to the wedding now, apparently, because he admitted to posing for some pictures.
Yeah, selling them for like $150,000. I mean, which, hey, I would do too if I, This poor girl, all she wants to do is get married to Prince Harry, and she's got all these nut jobs around
Can
her.
Can I just escape to the palace?
Right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Residents on Hawaii's Big Island remain on edge, waiting for the possible violent eruption of Kilauea. The volcano's been opening cracks in the earth and spewing lava and toxic gas for more than a week, destroying homes and prompting thousands of evacuations. Scientists say it could be all a precursor to a massive eruption that could send boulders and ash flying through the air. Arlington, Virginia is the fittest city in the nation. That's based on an annual fitness index put out by the American College of Sports Medicine. They ranked the 100 largest cities. It looks at exercise, smoking, access to public transit, nutrition, among other factors. Arlington earned that top spot because of low smoking rates and lots of farmers markets. Minneapolis and D.C. are 2 and 3 on the list. Kansas City? Where do you think we are?
Well, we have barbecues, so
fittest.
We can't be that big.
We are 74th.
Yeah, that's fitting.
As
right?
The fittest city in the nation, coming in last, Oklahoma City. It all makes sense, really.
Right.
And an asteroid the size of the Statue of Liberty is set to fly past Earth tonight. Asteroid 2010 WC9 is expected to pass Earth at about half the distance to the moon. It's estimated to stretch about 170 to 400 feet across. Astronomers say few objects of that size are seen passing so close to Earth, but the asteroid does not present any risk to our planet. All I can see, I can hear Steven Tyler singing in my head, and I just see like Bruce Willis saving all of us. This is all happening tonight. But your 10 items are less.
That was a great movie, though.
Oh, it's a horrible movie. It's terrible. 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
You know what? That came out at the same time as Deep Impact.
Yes.
You remember that? I loved both of those films.
My boyfriend lovingly referred to it as Poop Impact because it was such a terrible movie.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
Tia Leone, Morgan Freeman, who should be the president of everything in every film, by the way.
All the disasters.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for $102K.
Hey, Becky, good morning.
Hi.
What's you up to?
Driving to work.
If you had $102,000 in your checking account right now, what would you use it for?
I'd probably go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
Got anywhere you'd like to go?
Maybe out of the country, because I've never been.
That's an even better idea, I think.
Yes, go do that. Enjoy the $102,000. If you get it, we want you to have the chance to play for $102,000 in May. Your next shot at becoming a finalist happens between 9 and 10 this morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Vent line is open, 816-576-7102. Your first world problems, your minor complaints, your big issues, what's going wrong? I can tell you that I pulled in this morning. When we get here, we don't actually have our own parking spot. Like, it's not actually named Brian Truda, whatever. However, everybody's got the spot they park in. Every day, we all have the same spots.
Yeah, sure, creatures of habit. And we're here before everybody else, too.
And when I get here, there's not very few cars in the lot. In fact, when I pulled in this morning, one car in the entire second level of the parking spot. Guess which spot they were in? That's mine. Mine is the third one in.
Oh.
It's not even the closest spot. I don't even pick the best one. Mine's three in. One car in the entire second level, and it's in my spot. And weird, even weirder, it had a giant fishing pole going across the entire front seat. Like, I don't know what was going on. Why in Westport you had a fishing pole set and ready to go. Don't park in my spot again. Don't do it.
We are creatures of habit. That is a little frustrating.
That's my vent.
When your day doesn't start off with what you're used to, your normal routine.
I pull around the corner and I pull into the third spot. That's what I do every single day. And I am OCD. And so it freaks me out when not everything is exactly the same.
But now, guys, her whole day is thrown off.
Seriously.
I gotta say.
Completely.
That's it. Yep. Mm-hmm. You got it. 816-576-7102. You can call or text your vent in by the same number, of course. It accepts both. Let's go to, let's do this one here. Hey, The Show, what do you want to vent about?
Okay, so the other day I was trying to, whatever, everybody does this, to like wax my upper lip and the sideburns. And so I put the thing on and I'm following all the directions and it's hot and it feels kind of good. But then you have to like rip it off and you have to rip it off fast.
Yep.
And they tell you it won't work. Fine, fine. So I ripped and my face turned bright red and it is stinging, and I look at the back of the peel-off thing, and there's nothing on it. And I look back in the mirror at my face, and I still look like some sort of Mediterranean gorilla. And I called the company, and they wouldn't give me a refund, even though their stupid product caused me all of the pain, but none of the thing that it's actually supposed to do.
Oh, you're kidding.
You went through all the pain, and it looked exactly the same. That is a good vent. 816-576-7102. You can text or call with your vents this morning. The line is open for you.
Oh, man. You don't even get...
I mean, Bible! Como se llama? No! Kelly Clarkson!
It's like she goes through all of that, and nothing's changed. Nothing is different. Man, I would be ticked off, too.
Oh, the waxing does
hurt. You girls
hurt.
Don't get enough credit for the stuff that you do.
Oh, the beauty is pain. It is for real. It's a valid vent.
Yeah, well, that's my motto as well.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Vent line is open at 816-576-7102.
From the text line, I'm going to Arizona in a few weeks for vacation, and my in-laws have the entire trip planned already. Is it too late to change my destination? I am also going to Arizona in a few weeks.
You can hang out with Jen.
Please, come with us. We'll go drink and hang out while we're there. Also from the text line, no vehicle accidents all year, yet premiums go up. Yeah, that's a good vent.
Yeah.
My vent is, why does everything bad have to happen to myself and my husband? It seems like every single day something bad keeps happening. When is the good luck going to come around?
Ooh, I get you. I had explained to Addie the other day what having the true to luck means.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means that everything in life, like nothing's going to come easy. It's always like we're going to have bad luck. It's going to be awful.
What a terrible lesson to teach your 8-year-old.
Well, I had to tell her up front.
Your life's going to suck. That's our family. That's terrible.
Well, somebody better tell her now before, I mean, anything else, right? Because I've got to have a wheel bearing replaced.
Uh-huh.
And I had this warranty thing, and of course, it doesn't cover this part. And I'm like, you know what? That's just, I can't ever get ahead.
I said,
Addie, this is going to be our life. We're always going to suck, get pooped on. We're never going to get ahead. This is what being a Truda is all about.
Addie, you could come live with Aunt Jen.
And she's like, oh. I said, well, yeah, just get used to it, man. I mean, let's lay out real life for the kids, okay?
Come to my house. I'll save you. Also from the text line, I'm not sure if this is a vent or if we need to call some authorities. So this morning I was going towards the bathroom because I'm normally the one who's in the bathroom first. I have four brothers. One of them ran in front of me screaming bloody murder. Not sure why. Then he ran straight into the bathroom. Hope everything's okay.
I don't know what that means. Yikes. Right? 816-576-7102. We'll take your calls. Hey, bud, what do you want to vent about?
All right. I have something I'd like to vent about. Okay. I work at a coffee shop, and we sell food. So if a family of five comes in, orders a bunch of food, and I'm the only one there, I have to make it. And, when you order $50 worth of food and you don't tip the person who's making, that's not cool. Yeah. So I would say that you should probably just leave your children at home if you're going to go out for a meal, or cook for them yourself if you're not willing to tip the person who's making your meal.
Mm. Yeah, well, I get that, right?
Yeah, as somebody who lived on tips for a very long time, I get it. From the text line, when people can't seem to figure out how to merge on the highway, rubbernecking, or decide to slam on their brakes. Sitting on I-35 right now.
Zipper merge. Come on.
Come on, people. Vent. Too many people trying to qualify for the $102,000, and I can't get through on the phone line to get qualified. I'm sorry. You do have more chances. Your next shot happening between 9 and 10 this morning. I work at a hotel, had to break up a fist fight between coworkers over a banana.
You work with the Minions?
Another vent about the 102K said, was caller 10 trying to win 102K. Ugh. I'm sorry.
Well, and look, Becky this morning, our finalist we just had 20 minutes ago, she said that she has called time and time again. Today, she finally got through.
Just keep trying. You do have four chances a day throughout May.
That's it. All right, coming up at 7:45, we announce some of the latest celebrities coming to Big Slick.
So excited.
We'll reveal all.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
This June, our hometown boys, Rob Riggle, Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, Eric Stonestreet, and of course David Koechner, are once again returning home to Kansas City to host the Big Slick Celebrity Weekend, which benefits the Cancer Center at Children's Mercy. This year, it's a little earlier than they've done in the past. It's going to be June 1st and June 2nd. The Big Slick Celebrity Classic game, that big softball game, is going to be on the main field at Kauffman on June 1st. You can still get tickets for that. And then the Celebrity Bowling Tournament, and then they have the party and auction. Those are already sold out.
Of course. Big weekend.
Huge weekend. Every day, been announcing some new celebrities that are coming, and this morning they've entrusted us to announce two more celebrities.
All right, so without further ado, Jen has the names over there in an envelope. She hasn't even told us, ladies and gentlemen, so why don't you reveal who we have?
Coming to Big Slick 2018, actor, comedian, writer, best known for his work on shows such as Saturday Night Live, Drunk History, The Amanda Show, Wild 'N Out, Mad TV. He was also King George III in the Broadway production of Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton.
Please welcome to Big Slick 2018, Taron Killam.
Yeah.
Yes.
Four snores and 7 yawns ago, this reviewer watched the president's speech at Gettysburg, and let's be honest, Abe, you dropped a real Lincoln log. You know what the real Gettysburg address is? 115 West Boring Street.
Taron Killam, Big Slick. It's the closest you're going to get to Hamilton.
It may be.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Born in Kansas City, raised in Lee's Summit, she is known for her role as Harper Monroe on the MTV comedy series Happy Land and for her lead role on the Freeform fantasy series Shadowhunters. Please welcome to Big Slick 2018, Catherine McNamara.
Yeah.
Where I was initially supposed to be a friend, and then they wanted me to be just a random girl in the crowd, that I stole Abigail Breslin's kiss from Jake T. Austin. And they shot Abigail's side first. And I was, you know, Jake and I had to stand there for eyeline. And I sat there and watched her devastated reaction. And then I was like, well, I don't want to do this now. I feel too bad. Abby's my friend. I don't want to do this anymore.
So there you go. You can add Catherine McNamara and Taron Killam to the big list of names of celebrities that have already been announced. Sarah Chalk from Roseanne, Chris Harrison, Al Roker, Will Forte, Charlie Day, Angela Kinsey, and more celebs to come.
Fantastic. What a great lineup this year.
Going to be huge.
Bigger and better than ever. And these guys have raised millions of dollars, literally, for children and for Children's Mercy Hospital. It's just unbelievable.
The growth from when they started has gone so quickly. Like, to watch it from what it started as is just, the first year, let's get together, see what we can do, to what it is now, just incredible.
Yeah, but to be so proud as Kansas Citians, because these guys, unbelievable.
You can see all the celebrities, get all the information about Big Slick at BigSlickKC.org.
Get your tickets now. There we go. The big reveal this morning on the show. Thank you, Jen.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
First Lady Melania Trump is recovering after a kidney procedure yesterday. The White House is calling it a benign kidney condition and says there were no complications from an embolization procedure. The First Lady will likely remain at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center through the end of the week. Royals ended up losing 2-1 to the Rays at Kauffman last night. Same teams tonight at the K. Soon, you could be able to bet on games like that. Sports betting now a state's issue after the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a federal ban on the practice. New Jersey had challenged the ban, claiming it was unfair that gambling on sports has been allowed in Nevada and just a few other states. Many states could begin to legalize betting on college and professional sports following the ruling. I love that when we saw this yesterday, we immediately started taking bets on who here in the office would lose the most money the fastest. Who's going
Tavo.
Downhill?
Oh, excuse me, man. I had to sneeze there for a second.
Allergies.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be something, though? You could just roll up down to like Ameristar or something and just start laying bets.
You could do it on your phone. There's going to be apps. You're going to be able to do it right from your phone.
That's true.
Oh, dude, you're right. Yeah.
You're not even going to have to get out of bed to lose money. Look how easy it's going to be to go downhill.
They cater to you.
Pay my mortgage. Vote against the KU football team.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. Jeez. American Airlines passengers soon won't be able to board flights with their support goats. American Airlines has unveiled some adjustments to their support animal policies. Goats are out, as well as support hedgehogs, insects, sugar gliders. Look it up. It's a very cute little animal that we learned about this morning. Snakes and even some other animals. Support animals have also they also have to be trained to behave properly in public and be under control at all times. The new policy goes into effect July 1st. American Airlines saw a 40% jump in service or support animals from 2016 to 2017. Let's imagine this. You're on a plane, going on vacation, got the family there. Someone walks on with a ginormous 6-foot support snake. You staying on that plane? I'm out.
No. Well, yeah. No.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of fun.
I know, it does.
What if it was a support clown, Shaylee? What if I had...
Yeah, no one has a support clown, Jen.
It's a challenge now.
Yeah. I'm getting one, and I'm squeezing his nose the whole flight.
I think I'm not going on vacation with you ever.
Without this support hedgehog, what does Ron Jeremy do now for travel?
But I'm bumching.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Shawn Mendes, win them before you can buy them. That show coming up July 19th of next year. But your chance to win tickets all this week at 8:20. Right now, a round of trick or trending.
All right, let's start here in Lenexa with Beth. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I think I'm pretty good. Thanks.
You think you're okay? All right. It's good.
We're off to a good start. Yeah, you could win some tickets here.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to read three headlines. Two of these are actually trending. One is fake. Number one, Miami High School under fire for caged tiger at the prom. Number two, Chinese family realizes their huge dog is actually a bear. And number three, video gone viral, the royal wedding reception will include SpaghettiOs and Jell-O at Meghan Markle's request. Which one
okay,
is the
I'm
fake?
Picking the fake one. I'm going to guess number three.
Number three, that is correct. No. There will not be SpaghettiOs and Jell-O, but wouldn't that be fantastic?
Well, I did hear she's going to have, like, bowls so people can walk around.
Yeah, very mingle.
Sit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have
okay.
What? She's going to have bowls instead of plates so people can walk
so
around
mingle.
And mingle.
Oh, that's just smart.
Well, she is going to be a royal.
Why haven't we been doing that for years at weddings? All right. You got it, Beth. You're in the running for the Shawn Mendes tickets.
Thank you.
Because most often you don't want to mingle with anybody at a wedding. That's why.
I just want to mingle with the open bar, please.
And right down here's Kisa. Good morning, Kisa.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Kisa. I'm going to say three headlines. Actually, these are about national days. You tell me which one is the fake. Today, May 15th, is National Wear Wacky Pants Day. Today, May 15th, is National Chocolate Chip Day, or today is Straw Hat Day. Which one is the fake?
The
fake is chocolate chip day.
No, that is real. It is National Chocolate Chip Day. Apparently a very big deal here in America. So I'm sorry, no Shawn Mendes tickets for you today.
Okay.
More chances later this week.
In KC, here's Piper. Good morning, Piper.
Good morning.
All right, Piper, three headlines. Number one, Project Runway will return to Bravo for its 17th season after 10 years on Lifetime. Number two, celebrity couple alert. Tanya Harding seen making out with Dancing with the Stars partner Sasha Farber.
Ooh.
And number three, actor John Cena still wants a family with Nikki Bella despite their breakup.
Oh, you're killing me with these. I'm going to go number one.
Project Runway?
Yeah.
Nope, that's real. Oh. It is returning to Bravo. Mm-hmm. The celebrity couple alert, Tanya Harding not making out with Sasha Farber.
Thank God, because ew.
No. First of all, yes, ew on many levels. A, he's married to super hot Emma Slater. A dancer on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's right.
But they did make it to the finale, and a lot of people are very mad that Tanya Harding made it to the finale because we're not over the fact that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how she's even a celebrity.
Yeah, exactly, right? But you did not get it.
She was on Celebrity Boxing. Let's be clear about this, okay?
Celebrity status.
Come on now.
But this is all good news for Beth. Mm-hmm. Who said her day was okay, now it's fantastic because, Beth, you have the Shawn Mendes tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's super exciting.
Yes, congratulations. July 19th, make your plans. This is happening next year, so get ready. You've got the tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Now, wait, now go back because you said it was chocolate chip day, but what is it not? Is it not straw hat day?
It is straw hat day.
Oh, okay, so it's not wacky pants day.
That is correct.
Well, darn.
But I see you're celebrating anyway, which is nice. I celebrate every day.
Is there such a thing, by the way, as Wacky Pants Day?
I just wish you would wear pants, because I know that you tell us on a daily basis, you say, I go home, I immediately drop my pants. And I found out that this is a thing. There are people that keep door pants by the door so that, like, if somebody comes and knocks on your door, people like Brian who sit around pantless, they have a pair of pants to put on before they answer the door. This is an actual thing.
Now, let's be clear. I do wear shorts, but yes, I am like Mr. Rogers when I get home. Instead of changing the sweater, change the pants out. I'm like Murray from the Goldbergs.
Right.
Walk in, drop trowel.
Yeah. Do you have door pants that are waiting by the door?
I don't have door pants. I just wear these shorts around. I wear shorts and an undershirt around the house. That's what I answer the door in.
Somebody please text me if your family actually has door pants.
That's a novel idea, though. I applaud you. That's great.
Just smart planning.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The number of people that have actual door pants is really astounding from the text line.
The text line took off with people saying not only do they have door pants, but a lot of people saying, from now on, I will have door pants.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have office pants.
Do you keep the door closed and not have pants?
No, I'm just going to have sweatpants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pull those on.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, it's a thing I saw on Facebook.
Who cares what you come to work like?
Yeah. Here it doesn't really matter so much.
Yeah. It's radio for the love.
We can get away with it.
Yeah.
I'm keeping door pants.
But door pants, I mean, so then you're basically, besides the pants, you're in underwear around the house then?
Maybe you're just wearing boxers or whatever. Yeah. You're home, you're comfy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I don't know about your house, we get solicitors nonstop.
That's awful.
Yes.
I know.
And I've never lived in a neighborhood that was this bad, but I mean, I would say at least three times a week, somebody's coming by trying to sell us siding, new windows, books, whatever. And we have a no soliciting sign right there. I still answer the door. And I go to them,
why do you answer the door?
Because I'm afraid of, because there are people that will come knock on your door, and if you don't answer, then they assume you're not home, and they kick in the door, and they rob you. So I want them to know, I'm home, don't rob me.
Who did that?
Oh, that happens all the time.
Okay.
I'm a cop's kid. Trust me, I know these things.
Okay, all right.
But I do answer the door, and I literally will answer it and go, hi, I have no money. And they're like, well, I'm not selling anything. I'm just here to tell you about the windows we offer. And I'm like, that's fantastic. When I tell you I have no money, I mean I literally have no money.
Right.
Like, there's 18 cents in my checking account. Here.
No, I'm the same, except I end up making the stupid appointment. And then I just let them call me, and then I never answer the phone.
No.
I can't ever get out of it. I'm so bad at those.
You Jen, just I... lie and say, oh, no, I already have a thing.
Do you know what I did once? I started crying on him, and that freaked
you did?
Him totally out. It was two
Are you
dudes.
Shocked?
It was,
no, I'm not.
It was two guys, and they were trying to, very nice, and they were trying to teach me about church, and I was like, and I'm already a Christian, right? And I already have a church. And I start sobbing, and I'm like, you showed up, right, as I'm writing my testimony for my baptism. And they go, you know what? It seems like you're busy. We're gonna have somebody come back. And I was like, oh, I got to do that every time.
That's the answer. That's what I have to start doing. I just have to start crying.
Break out crying with some ridiculous story. I've never seen someone leave faster. Nothing scares middle-aged men like a crying woman. They bolted.
I think what would be better is a Brian Truda crying.
Yes.
That would scare anybody.
That would just get me out of everything. That's
you
fantastic.
Should just start crying and say, it's my time of the month. I'm sorry.
Wow. Life lessons learned, everybody.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is 81. Baseball Hall of Famer George Brett is 65. And from The Sopranos, actress Jamie Lynn Sigler is 37. About an hour ago, we announced two more celebrities coming to Big Slick. You can check out who it is on the KC1021 Facebook page. Find out who's coming. Margot Kidder, who found fame as Lois Lane in the 1978 film Superman, died Sunday at her home in Montana. She was 69 years old. According to her manager, the actress died peacefully in her sleep. Kidder starred opposite Christopher Reeve's Clark Kent and his alter ego Superman in the original film, as well as the three sequels.
You know, there must be a lot of questions about me that people in the world would like to know the answers.
Of course, yes. How old are you?
Over 21.
And how big are you? How tall are you?
About 6'4".
I assume then that the rest of your bodily functions are normal?
Kidder also starred in Sisters, Amityville Horror, and Black Christmas.
Oh, that Amityville Horror, that was good.
Yeah, and I was trying to remember it.
Yeah.
And I'm,
it was, not Brosnan, Brolin. James
Josh
Brolin.
James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dad.
Yep.
It was a scary movie.
Def Leppard is hoping fans will want to pour more than sugar after the release of a special brew of beer. The band has partnered with a Seattle-based brewery to produce a beer that they're calling Def Leppard Pale, set to make its debut on May 23rd. The beer is going to be available for purchase at most stops on the band's upcoming summer tour with Journey. That stops here at Sprint Center July 25th. And Howie Mandel says he doesn't remember Meghan Markle on the first two seasons of Deal or No Deal. Markle got her Hollywood start as a case holder on the game show, but she's now known for her pending wedding with Prince Harry. Howie says he's seen pictures of her, but doesn't remember her from the show from 2006 and 7.
It is kind of crazy, but I find that you work with me, the sky's the limit.
Are you taking credit for this?
I think that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Well,
I think she's a duchess because of me. Because I am a happily married, taken man. Mm-hmm. So if you can have Howie, what's the next best thing? Harry.
From Howie to Harry. That's how it happens. The royal wedding is this Saturday. That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on The Show.
I'm still waiting for my
fascinator.
Yeah.
Are you actually dressing up?
No. Are you kidding me? I'm going
to
be lucky to have my...
No, this is a real question for you.
I'm going to be lucky to have wedding pants on.
Do we know what time the actual ceremony starts? I assume there's buildup, which will be all through, like, starting at 3 in the morning... Very
oh,
early
yeah,
morning Saturday.
Be, right.
But then what time the actual nuptials will take place? It's got to be like 5, 6 a.m. Saturday.
I think it would be 6 because wasn't it at noon or something?
Is that
along?
Right? Yeah, but there's a procession. You know, they'll have to go from the palace to the abbey or whatever.
It's a whole process.
Yeah. Don't go to bed. There's the answer.
There you go. The all-nighter for the royal wedding.
Yes. Sounds sleep like during the day. That's what it is.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for $102K.
Hey, Patty, good morning.
Good morning.
Guess what, Patty?
I'm caller number 12.
You are caller number 12. Woo-hoo! You are going to play for $102K in May.
Oh, my gosh. I could use that.
Yeah, you could. What could you use it for?
Well, like everyone else. Let's see. Pay off my house. Uh-huh. Go on vacation.
Sure.
A much-needed vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the good stuff.
I agree that if doesn't it just feel like it's vacation time with kids getting out of school? There's some schools that get out this week.
Really?
Yeah, Tonka gets out this week. Mine are done the 25th, and then we're literally heading out as soon as we pick them up from school on that last day. We are heading out to the Grand Canyon. And it's time. Everybody needs some vacation. We'd love for you to be on vacation with $102,000. Your next shot at becoming a finalist happens this afternoon between 1 and 2 with Jackie Lucky.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.